Good morning. I am not going to make it. I am not going to make it, said the lady in the supermarket to her friend. Obviously, she was doing her Christmas shopping. And it's already second week in Advent. She was referring to the long list of things that she needs to get accomplished before Christmas. There were gifts to buy, gifts to wrap, and some to send before Christmas. There were meals to prepare, parties to attend. And then, of course, the house has to be cleaned. Her mother-in-law would be visiting. Then the kids. You had to take the kids to the Christmas parties too. Take them to see the Santa Claus. So she was worried. How was she expected to finish all this before Christmas? What do we think? Are we going to make it? We are in the second week of Advent. Two more weeks, Christmas will be upon us. Are we going to make it? Or are we saying like the lady in the supermarket, I am not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. Yes. The preparations, the long list of preparations for Christmas brings so much stress in our life, so much so we forget what Christmas really is. What Christmas really is. Yesterday, our speaker for Advent Day of Reflection, Dr. Keith Egan, was sharing in his opening remarks. He said, Christmas is all about sharing the lavish love of God in the person of Jesus for the world. The lavish love of God manifested in the person of Jesus who was born to us on Christmas Day. That's what we are preparing to celebrate again and again, annually, during this Christmas time. How do we prepare to welcome the Savior in our midst? That's the key. Now, how are we going to do it? And what is the best way to prepare for Christmas? St. John the Baptist, in today's Gospel, has the answer for us. St. John the Baptist, the greatest and the last prophet to come to this world before the coming of the Savior, the Messiah. He re-echoes the words of prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament when he says, repent, prepare the way of the Lord, reform your lives. Level the mountains of your sinfulness and pride. And fill the valleys of emptiness of our lives with love and with generous love, kindness, good works. Very simple way to prepare. And we don't have to stress out for that. Prepare the way of the Lord. Focus on our interior preparation. John the Baptist told the people of his time, if you wanted to change, if you wanted to see change, then you needed to change first. Yes, we all want to see changes in the world today. I grew up reading the writings of Mahatma Gandhi, the freedom liberator of India. He used to say, "Be the change that you want to see in the world today." Look at the world today. We don't want to see what is going on in the world today, right? We want a change. And so, we need it so urgently today to see the change. Matthew Kelly has written a book, the latest book, Rediscover Jesus. I encourage you to get a copy on your way out. Get one and read it. It's so good timing. And it has the purple color on it. Advent season. The best book. I just read a few chapters. He speaks in one of his chapters in that book, there can be no peace without forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness is the theme of Advent season. If we want to see changes in the world today, then we need to forgive. Reconcile. Work for peace and unity in our society today. Yeah, level the mountains of pride, sinfulness, hatred, revenge, retaliation, intolerance. These are the evils that are affecting our society today. And we need a change from all these. Only by living the gospel values of Jesus, we can make a change in this world today. That's why Jesus came, to bring about change in the world. He wanted to see change in the world. Not the way. Today's world is not the way that God created it. God did not create this situation. We did. Human beings did. And we have to fix it. We cannot blame God for that. Yes, some even go into the extent of blaming God for what is happening in the society today. And they even ridicule God by saying, God is not fixing it. Wow, come on. I mean, how can we run away from our responsibility? We can fix it, and God wants our help to fix it. God is mourning today, crying, weeping, just as we do. Just as those families who cry today and weep for their loved ones who are lost because of the evil of terrorism and other evil forces that are working in the society today. Our God is weeping with us. He does not want this to happen. We can do better. We are created to love, to care for each other, to protect human life, to promote human values. So, brothers and sisters, this Advent season, let us look for a way to make someone happy. Let us look for an opportunity to do some acts of kindness by reaching out to the lonely, the suffering, the poor, the sick in our midst. They may not be celebrating a Merry Christmas this year. Let us reach out to them. Make them happy. Make a difference in the lives of other person. That's what Jesus came for. That's what John the Baptist is calling us to do. St. Paul in today's second reading is praying for us. I pray, St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, I pray that your love for God and neighbor may increase and abound so that you may be found blameless and pure at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that is the most important preparation we need to make sure that we may be found pure and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. By doing acts of kindness, to our brothers and sisters and working towards peace and unity through forgiveness and reconciliation to establish a better world in which we all can live in peace and harmony. Amen.